And staying in the United States and with Pope Benedict, yesterday the Holy Father met with a small group of persons who were sexually abused by members of the clergy. The Archbishop of Boston, Cardinal Sean O'Malley, accompanied the group. They prayed with the Holy Father, who afterwards listened to their personal accounts and offered them words of encouragement and hope. Later, the CNN News Network interviewed three of the victims who met with the Pope during the day: Bernie McDade, Olan Horn, and Faith Johnston.
It was absolutely emotional. There's no way you can sit in a room full of survivors and hear stories, or even just watch a survivor not even be able to come to terms with the abuse, as Faith did. But it spoke volumes, and he responded accordingly to that.
So
I found that refreshing.
What did he say? What did he say to you?
He first apologized, and I didn't think I needed an apology. I thought I had hurt them, and they rang hollow. But there's a great sense of hope that came here. There's a great new bell that has been rung, as far as I'm concerned. And I'm hearing something that I've never heard. The other part of it that really, really took me by surprise is that he seemed to intrinsically understand what we were talking about. It wasn't something that he got from a newspaper, or it was something that he had learned from his assistants. It was something that he obviously spent time to get to know. And he spoke to those issues to each one of us in a spiritual way, in a pastoral way. And he also was very respectful of where and what we wanted to talk about.
Let me ask you, Bernie, did you have mixed feelings about being part of this, about taking part in the meeting?
Mixed in the sense that I wished it had happened a lot sooner. I'd been trying since 2003 for the head of the Catholic Church to address this thing with eye-to-eye contact. But I also have to tell you, today's Mass did something. I don't go to Mass, but today I went with my mother. And his sermon there and his apology about the sexual abuse blew me away, and I had tears in my eyes that I wasn't ready to have. It was an incredible moment for me.
Do you all believe that this veil of secrecy will finally be lifted? Faith?
Yeah, definitely. I think there are already changes happening, and there's definitely so much hope right now. Definitely.